I did something to my podcast recently that honestly felt a little scary, and I want to talk about it because I think that you are going to want to do the same thing once you hear what I did and why. So I stopped putting numbers in front of my episode titles. No more episode 1, episode 47, episode 152 sitting at the front of the title. I am in the process of taking all of them off. And so what I mean by that is I'm 175 or so episodes in the podcast. And around episode 155, so I believe episode 156, I stopped putting them in my titles. And I know that that might sound like no big deal, or maybe your stomach just dropped a little bit. You're like, oh my gosh, because that number feels important. You know, like it feels official. It feels like proof that you've been showing up. And it just feels like years of credibility, honestly, right? Because we know that there are 52 weeks in a year. And so if you are consistently podcasting and you have a show that's been going on for, say, 2 years, you've got what, like 104 episodes right there, right? So here is the real question that I want to answer for you today, whether you have published a single episode yet or you have 100 of them sitting in your feed like me, who is that number actually for? Because once I got honest about the answer to that question, taking those numbers off was super easy. So if you've ever wondered whether you're supposed to number your episodes, does that affect SEO? Or if you felt weirdly attached to those numbers like I have for many years, then my friend, you are in exactly the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast show because you want to start a podcast or you already have a podcast and you want it to actually bring in clients. Not more downloads, not a bigger following, and definitely not one more thing to chase. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women turn listeners into clients without starting over one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Okay, so before we get into today's episode, if you're listening to this and a question of your own show is bubbling up inside of you, I want you to know that you can send it to me. So I recently started something called Ask Moms Who Podcast. You can go to ask.momswhopodcast.com, although it is going to redirect you to hotline.momswhopodcast.com. So you can get your question answered on the Moms Who Podcast hotline. That is what I'm calling it now. It sounds a lot more fun, a lot more just, I don't know, vibey. So if you want to hit up the hotline, you can do so and you can ask a question. You can text or you can record a quick voice message and you can tell me what your podcast is called, who is it for, what do you sell, and what your question is. And I would love to feature it right here on the podcast. It is such a great thing when we can all come together as Moms Who Podcast. And so I want to answer your questions. And I know that if you have a question, other Moms Who Podcast do as well. So please go use the Moms Who Podcast hotline and I would love to answer it and feature it on the show. The link is in the show notes or you can go to momswhopodcast.com/hotline. All right. So when I started the process of auditing my own podcast, one of the very first things that I noticed was all of my, you know, early episodes. Of course, they all had the episode numbers baked right into the title. They had 1 period and then the title, 2 period and then the title and so on. Right. And I've actually thought about this many times over the years, not why we number our podcast episodes, because for me, here's the reason why I wanted to number the episodes, right? Yes, it was for me internally so that I knew, especially when I was in my podcast host uploading my episode. Okay, I'm uploading episode 48. Okay, this is episode 49, right? Like it helps you keep track of what you're doing, right? I fully believe that you should keep track of all your podcast episodes. Oh, I can't even tell you how many women I have spoken with who don't have any sort of tracking and they just kind of like wing it every week. And I'm like, how do you keep track of your episodes? And so anyway, this was one of my ways of keeping track of what I was publishing and putting out into the world. On the other hand, though, I not only did it for me, but I did it for you. So if I'm recording like I am right now, and then I'm thinking of a previous episode that I've already recorded that I know will help you, What I love to do is I love to say it on the air. So I would be like, for example, I actually did an episode about scripting your episodes out fully versus outlining your episodes. That is episode number 29 on the podcast. And if I said that, then it would be really easy for you as the listener to go back to my feed and easily find episode 29, right? So that was the reason why I liked having the numbers in the title, is because I liked to visually keep track. Like, it's honestly satisfying looking at the feed and seeing the numbers, you know? And then again, I really loved the fact that if I would mention one of my previous episodes, I could easily say the number of the episode, right? And then also, when you see everybody else numbering their episodes, you're like, oh, I need to do that too. Now, I've seen this done so many different ways over the years. I've seen people capitalize EP, which I absolutely hate, by the way. They capitalize E, they capitalize P, and then they put 232, and then they'll do like two slashes or like, I don't know. They just do whatever they want, right? And so I finally did a bunch of research on this, and I've realized that that number is 100% for you, and at most, it's about 50% for your listener, right? It's mostly a you thing. And once you see that, like I did, you can decide on purpose whether or not a number earns its spot on your feed in the episode title. So in all reality, putting a number in your episode title is like 100% for you and maybe about 50% for your listener. And I want you to hold on to that, because we're going to come back to a better way to put that energy towards that 50% for your listeners. All right. So here's what it's costing you, though, when you're doing that, right? Your episode title is the single most valuable piece of real estate on the whole episode. It's the thing that people search. It's the thing that shows up in the apps. And it's literally the decider on whether or not somebody hits play. And every single character that you spend on EP152, or even just one and a dot, or 52 period space, is a character that you did not spend on the words that actually help the right person find you. And it's not just me saying this. Apple Podcasts actually discourages putting episode numbers in your title. And here's the kicker. They give you a totally separate field for just the episode number. So like in Captivate, there's actually two spaces for you to like put the title, which it's really kind of weird to me. I really don't like that, because why does Apple need a separate, like, you know, title? So I just put the title in there. I used to worry about this a lot. Like, I used to make it perfect and, oh, episode number's here and the regular title will not have a title, will not have a number. And then I was like, you know what? I'm over that. So the platform itself, though, is literally telling you, keep the title clean and put the number where it belongs, which I'll tell you where that belongs here in a little bit. But on top of that, in search and in the app, long titles, they get cut off. So if your keywords are sitting behind EP152:, they can get chopped right off the end where nobody sees them. And that literally, like, you're losing valuable real estate. And there's also a quieter cost to this as well. When a brand new listener stumbles onto episode 152, sometimes their brain goes, okay, I'm going to pause the episode for a second, because if people have ever told you that they love your podcast, but it never turns into a client, I have built a completely free workshop for exactly that. It is called Get Clients from Your Podcast, and it is happening live on Wednesday, September 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard. I'm going to show you the four things that are standing between your podcast and getting clients. You're going to audit your own podcast episodes live with me, and you're going to leave knowing exactly the next step to take to get clients from your podcast. So I want you to save your free seat at the workshop. You can find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there. Oh, I'm way behind. I could never catch up, and they bounce. And this does happen. It might not happen all the time. I personally, I don't get that feeling when I see somebody who has a bunch of episodes. I have actually been doing a lot of research on people with a ton of episodes. And when I see somebody have 500, 900 episodes, I just get super excited. And so it's like, man, like, if anything, I'm pumped. I'm like, okay, well, if and when I have the time, I know what I'm doing, right? So, but some people are like, oh my gosh, I'm just way behind. I can never catch up. But a clean keyword first title says this episode is for you right now. Start here. And if this is the first time that you're hearing me, hi, hello. So glad you're here. If you've been listening to this podcast at all for any amount of time, you might know that I truly believe that, first of all, there's no one size fits all when it comes to podcasting, but also I truly believe that podcasting is so intimate and so different than any other platform, and people will cherry pick episodes. Also, you will have your, you know, loyal listeners who do tune in week after week just to hear what you have to say. So some people will literally tune in every week. But then sometimes when most especially, I find this more true when somebody finds you for the first time, they might binge your content, but they might not binge every episode back to back, meaning they're not going to binge like 8 episodes. Like, what? How am I trying to say this? They're not going to binge the episodes in order, how you have published them. They're going to look at your feed and they're literally going to click on the titles that matter to them in that moment. That's what I truly believe. That's how I work sometimes. That's how I operate. And especially, I'm a busy mom, right? I have a business. I don't have time to consume things that I'm not interested in, right? Or that I don't want to learn about, or that I don't want to get better with. So if I'm clicking on something, it's because I'm interested in it. So it all, like, there's so many factors to that. Okay. So now you might be thinking, but what about my show notes? Should the numbers live there? And here's the thing, like, your show notes number is not really doing, having the number in your show notes is not really doing you any favors either. I've seen this done before. And my first thought was, oh, you know what? I kind of like that. I kind of like that they don't have the number in the title, but they have it in the show notes. But it's the same thing, like, especially if you're putting it right at the top, it's just valuable real estate. And if somebody is Googling you, if somebody is Googling your topic and your episode comes up, that is valuable real estate that is not being shown because you've decided to put that episode number right there in the middle at the beginning. And so it's not doing you any favors. So I would definitely not put the number in your show notes, and I wouldn't stress about it. I would put your energy into making it a clear title without a number, and into keyword rich show notes, again, without the number, that actually describes what the episode helps somebody do. Now you might be thinking, but wait, if I take the number off of my episode titles, am I going to lose my count? No, my friend. And this is the part that really made it truly easy for me to let go. You don't lose your numbers. Like, yes, they're not going to be there visually for you, but they still live in that dedicated episode number field in your host. And I have Captivate. I can literally click on any one of my episodes and it will tell me. I can see exactly how many episodes I've published when I log into Captivate. And I can see it when I click on episodes, when I can see like a list of them. And then if I click inside of that episode, I can see the episode number there too. So you're not losing anything. Your feed still keeps everything in order. So your show still knows that it's episode 152, but you on the back end, you still have your count. You're just taking the number out of the shop window and you're keeping it in the filing cabinet where it belongs. Okay. And I use Airtable. So I literally have every single one of my episodes that I've ever recorded loaded and logged into Airtable. So I can always see my episode count in Airtable as well. And so that really truly helps because I love to see all the information in Airtable because it makes it really easy to plan upcoming episodes because I have everything there. So here's my new strategy, and it actually serves your listener way better than the number ever did. So there's two parts to this. Part one is I take the numbers out of my titles and I let SEO do what it do. Okay. That means that every single title leads with the words that my dream listener would actually search or tap on, again, without a number. Clear over clever, keyword first. Okay. Now part two, and here's how I replace that go find episode 29 move, right? If I'm talking in my audio. So first of all, when I'm recording, I haven't actually done this in a really long time as far as like mention other episodes. But when I do, I pause, right? And this is the beauty of being an editor because I can literally go back and fix my audio later if I like take a long time, but I pause. I go and I look, go to my Airtable. I find the episode of what I'm trying to reference. And I won't say the number, but I will say, oh, and I did record an episode on blank topic. If you want to listen to the full episode, I'm going to link it in the show notes for you. So I have this whole big thing that I'm personally doing for my own show as I audit it and for my private clients. Every single time I audit an episode, I am tracking every single time that I mention another episode inside an episode. So I cannot tell you how many times over the past almost 4 years now that I've recorded an episode just like I'm doing now. And my mind is constantly going. And so I will think of, I haven't yet during this episode, or did I? I'm pretty sure I did have another thought of another episode actually already, but it's already lost me. But as I'm recording, I get multiple ideas on, oh, I can go deeper in that topic. I can go deeper in that topic. And sometimes I will audibly say in the episode, hey, if you are interested in that, I'm actually going to go deeper on this in future episodes. So make sure that you follow and subscribe to the show and all these things, right? I've said that so many times, and I'm pretty positive that I have not covered all the things that I said I was going to cover on this show when I was recording an episode, getting an idea and saying, oh yeah, I'm going to come out with another episode about that. And so one of the things that I'm doing is actually getting a clear list of exactly the topics that I said I was going to say in that episode. Also, I'm literally extracting other ideas from that episode that can be broken down into future episodes. And then here's also what I'm doing. If I mentioned another podcast episode, what I'm doing now is I'm just linking it in the show notes. And this is so much better for you because now you don't have to go and hunt for that episode 29, right? I'm actually not going to post the link in the show notes to episode 29 because like scripting and outlining your episodes was just something I thought was just one of the first things I saw when I scrolled on my feed when I was recording this episode. But if it related to what I was talking about and I was actually mentioning it, I would link it in the show notes because it would be beneficial to you, like it's related to what we were talking about, right? So again, instead of making my listener scroll my feed hunting for a number, I'm going to say, I talked about this in another episode and I'm going to link it right here in the show notes for you. And then I use pod.link so that when they go to my show notes and when they click on it, it's going to open up to PodLink, where PodLink has like Apple, Spotify, and all these other players. And wherever they listen, they can just click on that and it will take them there. So it's technically two taps done, right? They click on my link in the show notes and then they click Apple, Spotify, whatever. And that is so much better than making them like remember the number and then go dig, right? Now, is there ever a reason to keep your episode numbers? Sure, why not? Like if numbering is genuinely a part of your format, like a daily show or a serialized story where the order is the entire point, then totally keep it. But I would actually recommend putting it at the very end of the title. I would not hog the front where your keywords should be. So I know that that episode number feels official, but when you get honest, it's really just for you and only about half for your listener. So your title is prime real estate. So let it work for the person searching. Put your number in the field that it was actually built for. And again, if you haven't checked out Captivate, make sure that you do. But you should be able to see the episode number in your podcast host. And when you want to point people to another episode, link it to your show notes with a PodLink link so that it is an easy tap for your listener. And if this made you want to go look at your own titles and your own show notes and you realize, oh my gosh, my whole back catalog needs all of this, that is exactly the kind of thing that we do together in the Moms Who Podcast membership. I also, again, I do this for private clients. It is my favorite thing ever. And all that information is linked in the show notes. And before you go, again, if you have a question about your show, bring it to the hotline, momswhopodcast.com/hotline. I hope to be answering your question on the show. I hope you have the most beautiful day and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.